Hey everybody, Steph, time for a social media review, some serious and not so serious stuff that I found online over the time period, and we'll just start straight in with white women, what on earth, what is wrong with their lives that they have to medicate so much, sold a dream of you can have it all, and then find out that having a fading career and two cats is not enough. Yeah, you notice this, of course, so you can see this, white women, sort of 2000, around 2003, 2004, all the way up to the present. It's just quite insane what is going on in terms of antidepressant use. And, you know, it's really tragic because these women are sold, like on the media, oh, you're going to be Secretary of State, you're going to be some highfalutin executive jetting around the world. It's like, those jobs are like one in 10,000. Like, you're not going to be that for the most part. Selling the extremes as if they're achievable to most is very much a destructive and dangerous fantasy for people. Now here, somebody replied, most important factors affecting life satisfaction, and I'll do a whole truth about happiness going forward. We got truth about pirates, truth about the Wild West, truth about happiness. They're all coming up, and thanks again, freedomain.com/donate. If you'd like to help out, I'd really appreciate it. All right, most important factors affecting life satisfaction. Other than watching this show right now, lower life satisfaction on the left, higher life satisfaction on the right. Of course, you know, when your health is good and so on, that's important. If you look at married or in a civil partnership, that's one. Divorced is minus, single is minus, widowed is minus, separated is minus. And that's fairly tragic and fairly important. And of course, people with dependent children are happier than those whose kids have left home. I did have a talk about this with my daughter this morning, and she has agreed to sacrifice her entire life and its future for my happiness. So that, of course, is wonderful, and I'm sure that that will be very important. Just something from John Cormack for me. This I've talked about before. I thought the numbers were higher. This may be newer data, but public school teachers sexually abuse children at a significantly higher rate per capita than priests. Children are twice as likely to get molested by a public school teacher than a priest. This doesn't count, of course, what occurs from the non-teachers, custodial environments, and other children and so on. As I've mentioned before, when I first came to Canada, I went to Whitby and I was in grade 8, and then when I came to Toronto, they put me back in grade 6. My first day was watching in fairly mute Lord of the Flies horror as the boys chased the girls around and punched them in the groin. I'm like, well, I'm in the colonies now, the savage frontier of Canada. This is kind of neat. Inflatable tanks used during World War II as decoys. I think that's pretty neat because they actually look fairly realistic. And of course, they're only designed to be done from the air. But just sort of reminds me, as I'm sure everyone knows, most of war is straight up deception. And I just think that's pretty neat. As the Viagra cannon and all that. But yeah, I just think it's pretty wild. All right. So this one, Cat Girl Kulak is a good follow. She says half of divorce is hormonal birth control. I don't think that's true, but this sort of reminded me of the Crowder situation a bit, though of course I don't know what's going on there. But she writes, half of divorce is hormonal birth control. This is why couples break up around the birth of a child, when by rights they should be most invested. Women are attracted to biologically non-compatible men when on hormonal birth control. Then they stop the birth control and leave. When hormones are normal, you're attracted to people who are biocompatible. Love at first sight exists, and it's a function of your immune systems being compatible to produce optimally healthy kids. This is also why, when it's true biological love, you like each other's smell. It's a kind of an interesting detail. Hormonal birth control messes with this. It simulates a half pregnancy, which makes you more tolerant of biologically similar people for extended family bonding. Normally, you give birth and go back to true love. However, when you're on hormonal birth control, the opposite happens. This is kind of chilling, right? When you're on hormonal birth control, you pick non-compatible mates. Then you go off and quickly get pregnant when you want kids. But then, a year or two later, you're still off hormonal birth control. You start feeling normal sexuality, and you start to hate this non-compatible weirdo you just made it with. Non-compatible weirdo you just made it with. That's about as chilling a phrase as you're ever going to hear. And she says, this is why couples can be together 10 years, have kids, and then when they should be tighter than they've ever been, they break up in 2 years. They were never compatible. It was a medical illusion. And now they have a broken home and a mutant kid allergic to everything. It's like, oh, man, this woman, she's just like horse hooves to the fields. And very, very blunt and a very sort of powerful Twitter person to follow. All right. I've been doing this stuff for 15 years, but I just thought this was interesting. I mentioned this on a show recently, and I wanted to show you where I got the data from. CO2 makes up 0.04% of the atmosphere, 25 times less than 1%. Humans contribute 3% of that. 3% of 0.04 is 0.0012, 833 times less than 1%. Which means that if we stop human carbon emissions completely, nobody breathed out, it would make 833 times less than 1% of a difference to the atmosphere. Even if we quadrupled our carbon emissions, CO2 would still only make up 0.0436% of the atmosphere, with only 0.0048%, 200 times less than 1% of the atmosphere being made up of human carbon emissions. Hardly a drastic change in CO2 concentration. Conclusion, human carbon emissions are so negligible that they have basically zero effect on the climate, even if you assume falsely that carbon dioxide is the primary driver of climate change. I showed these graphs 15 years ago or so. If you go back to the Cambrian period, it was 6,000 parts per million of CO2. We actually were heading to a level where plant life was becoming less sustainable, if not unsustainable, so by digging out the carbon and returning it to the air, we are helping our brothers, the plants who help us live. All right, so I thought that was just interesting. And, whether this is proof or not, who knows, but it's just what people should be aware of when they're talking about this stuff. All right, this is pretty wild. This is a surfer who mistakes a dolphin for a shark. Always when you're out on the sea, the fins are pretty alarming. And I mean just to Finnish people if you're Russian.
Why is it following me?
And then...
Oh, woo, wait, it's a dolphin.
Ah, it's a dolphin. Nice, and the dolphin will bring you to shore if you're unwell. And then he confirms it. Sorry, I'm just... How often do I get to jump scare you on this show? The answer is... virtually never.
Why is it following me?
All right, so this is OCD Eastern Asian's topological map carved on duct tape by this dude. I mean, isn't that wild? How patient do you have to be? How childless do you have to be? Oh, we can all relate to this. I'm not too bad with energy, but because I'm mostly off sugar now. But you say to your brain, let's do something today. No, you were too tired. And then you say, oh boy, an early night then. Brain says, also, no. Haven't you had that? You're tired all day. You go to bed and you're like, hey, I think I'll just keep going. I thought this was funny. Do you do puzzles? I don't and haven't in many, many, many decades. I say that because I'm obviously super young in spirit. But this puzzle, easy AF. And he basically just the rough colors of the horse and put them there. I thought that was kind of funny. All right. Look at this guy. This street magician of food. Wow. Whee! Back! And for that, he probably makes a couple of hundred bucks a day. Neat-o, neat-o, neat-o. All right, again, just kind of cool stuff. This one is pretty wild. And let me just start it again. Watch this from the beginning. I assume that was planned because the guy with the helmet ducks as well. But yeah, you might want to watch that again. Look at that. Boom. Takes off the top of the car. Pretty wild stuff. People who are this sort of weird triple-jointed-y stuff, they kind of freak me out. I had a friend in theater school who was double-jointed on the hips or something, and it's like he always looked like he was... Look at this. Boink. Ah! It's like his fingers suddenly become AI-generated. I won't give you the whole thing because it's a really long thing, but this is me waiting for the world to catch up with this straight fact fire I've been spitting for the last 17 years. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Sometimes half of hunting is patience. Oh, did I lose it? Let me try that again. I don't know why that went back. But just waiting, 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 and crump. Yeah, so sometimes when you're motionless, you're actually doing a lot. This, again, I'm a sucker for shark stuff. Look at this. These guys have, I just finished reading Old Man of the Sea with my daughter. Old Man and the Depressing, Pointless Waste of Life. But, so these guys, I think it's a tuna here they've got. They're reeling in the tuna. And then big giant chompy bot comes up there and takes it away. And it's pretty wild. You know, I remember all these pounds per square inch of shark jaws and their closing that I read as a kid. I've never seen anything quite so powerful. The secretary bird. I loved this when I went to Africa when I was six. I loved the secretary bird because my name is Stefan and the secretary bird starts with an S, and that was good enough for me for it to become my favorite bird. This, I had no idea, no freaking clue at all. Longest road in the world to walk from Cape Town to Magadan in Russia. So from South Africa to Russia, it's 22,387 miles and takes 4,492 hours to travel. Along the route, you pass through 17 countries, 6 time zones, and every season. Did you know? I had absolutely, you could have paid me $1 million. I never would have guessed that to be an actual fact. So I just thought I'd share it with you because it's kind of cool. A fellow on Twitter, it's nice, got almost 200,000 views. Molly Meme, of all people, just did a great presentation on my daycare is horrible for your kids. Note the expense. That second income is getting flushed down the toilet. And so I can never get the lighting right on my camera. I look like a washed out postmodernist thumbnail. All right. I also demanded that my daughter pronounce this in 10 seconds or less. Quetzalcoatlus Northropy model next to a 1.8 meter man, the largest known flying animal to ever exist. And if you've ever had a sleep demon, it probably looks quite something like that. Kind of impressive. I've always disliked the drunk stories. I was so drunk that, right? But anyway, this one is pretty wild. On the table, and table closes over, and he's back in the ping pong womb. Cute. This is an armadillo catching a ball. Boink. They are ridiculous animals, but enormously cute. All right, that's some AI stuff for me. Oh, yeah. Let's spend a minute or two on this. This is pretty wild. There are lots of articles about the low birth rate in Korea. I will probably never have kids. My reason is simple. I don't want to go through what my parents went through, like spending their salary on hagwon fees to nunchi game at work, balancing long hours with child caring. Hagwon is school fees, I think. And they spent a good chunk of their salary on various hagwons. Was it because they were tiger mom and dad? Maybe. But if you went through a Korean educational system, it's hard to deny the importance of hagwon in your child's education. Hagwon fees will knock one-third off your monthly salary. How about raising a kid or two while working? My mom said she couldn't use leaves because of nunchi and heavy workload. She also got off work at 9 to 11 p.m. when she taught in high school, so my grandma had to take care of me even though she was over 70. I don't want this from my mom. Why don't I hire a full-time nanny? First, it's expensive. Second, because someone I know was abused by their nanny, so I am wary. Yeah, a friend of mine was horribly abused by a babysitter. Like tied to a chair and whipped, abused. Third, why have a kid in the first place if I can't spend time with them? My work hours are okay for now, but what if my partner has long work hours? Very likely. My dad, who was a civil servant, always came home at 11 p.m. He worked on the weekends. He once switched to a department where he had to pull an all-nighter in exchange for 1.5 to 2 days off to spend more time with me. So this put more burden on my mom and grandma, women, for child caring. Are people working less now? Perhaps yes, compared to 20 years ago, but that doesn't mean we are moving towards a Scandinavian model. My friends working for Chaibols, often overtime and their long commute hours cut into their resting time. Average commute time is 90 minutes in Seoul. We are tired. Back then, parents had to take turns and help out with serving food during lunch hour and school. My mom and dad both couldn't make it, so they had to ask my grandma and cousins to come to my school for this mandatory function. Watching them scrambling, even as a kid, looked tiring. So I got to middle school, and we moved to an area near Good Hagwon. The house was so small, like 13 pyong. Like, that's 400 square feet, maybe 500 square feet. That is a dollhouse. A sacrifice necessary to access good education. Whenever my math tutor came, my mom roamed around outside for 2 hours because the house felt too small to fit all of us. Did I like living in the cramped house just so I could go to a good school? Hell no, but it felt necessary at the time, and in hindsight, it made a lot of difference. But there were costs, too. Everyone got so stressed and sensitive while living in that small house, we fought a lot. People might not understand why my parents and other Korean parents would sacrifice so much for a child's education. But back then, at least compared to now, there were set formulas to success, and one of the most accessible ones was climbing the social ladder through education. Yeah, so the East Asians as a whole, they tend to be, I mean, very hard workers, but they tend to be a little bit more like cogs in the machine, a little bit less entrepreneurial, and so you do end up with this kind of situation a lot of times. In an attempt to save education costs, my dad decided to tutor me on math, which was not a good idea. I do not want to be tutoring my kids on my day off. I don't know how they did it. My mom taught me English, which led to fights, but can I just leave my future kid be free in Korea? And going through the Korean system, the school system is another story. I tweeted enough about school bullying already. Also, the system is notorious for its rigidity. I read a blog by a mom who drives her kids to Hagwons in Daichi every day. There are many moms who waste hours just waiting. But do I earn enough to send my kids to international school? Nope. And even if they manage to get in, they will be faced with another set of peer pressure. Classism starts early in Korea. My middle school classmates flipped my school uniform tag to see which brand I was wearing. I was so far outside of that. Like when the polo shirt craze happened in the 80s, I was 70s or 80s, I guess it was. I generally bought my clothes at Goodwill, where you buy the clothes by the pound. But to be fair, sometimes you could find some really cool stuff there. So congratulations, you've got to this point. Now you have to turn off all the electronics in the house if your kid is preparing for the college entrance exam. My brother prepared for this for 2 years, and we had to whisper inside the house so he can concentrate. Common story in Korea. So I got a job right after college because I was so determined to be financially independent from a young age. My brother, who went to a Korean school, is now studying for a certificate exam while in college so he can apply for jobs. Another chunk of change out of my parents' pocket, inevitable. Well, he could take on part-time jobs, but it makes more sense for him to focus on the exam and pass the test so he can get a job ASAP. Korean companies like to hire fresh graduates, and they don't want someone beyond early 30s, so his clock is ticking, hence the parental support dollars. We're not finished yet. The average apartment in Seoul costs around $700,000. So after getting through all the hurdles, you still need to save up for the overpriced Seoul apartment. Why can't you rent? Because property became an investment tool, and housing is a huge plus in the marriage market. My cousin, who was an accountant at a big firm, worked part-time jobs to pay for her wedding because the wedding fee is so high in Korea, despite the prevalence of factory-style wedding. On top of saving up for a house, one, you've got to have a decent wedding to save face in this stuffy culture. My cousin's rich friend, who had babies, decided to stay in a very high-end postpartum care center. They all call their infants blah, blah, or alumni of the center and plan to send them to the same elite schools. As I watch from afar how social classes are reproduced from a freaking postpartum care center, my patience with this society is slowly melting. I don't make long-term plans because I'm not particularly hopeful about anything. I'm not saying all the Korean adults don't want kids. Many do, actually. But from my observation, the ones getting married and having kids at my age are those with parental support, financially and in terms of child caring. Remaining young adults don't have time or money or both. Basically, I'm tired. I've been tired for a long time. Writing this thread and recounting my childhood experiences made me feel tired again. So many emotional and financial sacrifices and tears shed just to bring up and educate two kids in Korea. I can't do it. I won't. No kid. I can confidently say my parents sacrificed their entire 30 to 50s for my upbringing and education. Ugh, I feel guilty all the time. They recently started exploring different hobbies. My mom is learning how to ride a bicycle. My dad is into tennis and gardening, but all those lost years. Experiences vary in different social classes and backgrounds. Mine would be a story of one middle-class family that exhausted their entire means to educate their children for the better future. My mom often said, "Don't live like me." I always looked away, confused, yet determined. I studied English as a foreign language when I was 12. I was taught college-level English lit at a Hagwon when I was in middle school. Was it because I'm a genius? No. Everyone wants to outpace each other, and even if you don't want to be part of this, you will inevitably feel the anxiety of lagging behind. There are some gipos, I don't know what that is, who seamlessly picked up English from their bilingual parents. But that's not common. Common on this platform, but not in reality. The length my parents and I went to make me bilingual, all the money, time, and effort. I can't do that to my child. It's hard. And that's just English. You got to be good at multiple subjects to excel in Korean school. My generation remembers how our names were ranked on the blackboard based on our test scores. Humiliation and the breach of privacy don't matter. Didn't matter back then. Generational trauma, emotional damage. I can name dozens of reasons why I won't be having kids in Korea, but stopping here for now as it's late in Seoul. Thanks for reading and empathizing. A lot of Western media reports focus on misogyny and gender inequality when covering the low birth rate issue. Yes, there are valid reasons, but they don't fully explain the phenomenon. Systematic inequality, labor condition, and housing costs need to be addressed more, in my opinion. Anecdotally, no one around me is saying, oh, I won't have kids in Korea because of misogyny, except for some activists. Yeah, that's on our mind. We're not disregarding that issue. But people are more worried about bread and butter issues. Anyway, so people in my generation, she says, or at least myself, believed in the older generation's promises that things will turn out okay if we follow certain paths and formulas. And to a certain extent, I did believe in this until I realized I can't even afford, I assume, a apartment deposit without my parents' support. Yeah. I could do a huge rant on this, but basically statism and central government control of the economy and the currency is absolutely destroying the future for the sake of present consumption. You get women into the workforce, you do a wide variety of things, you raise taxes, and you get a huge amount of government power and spending in the here and now, and parenting becomes such hell. Like I saw my own family members when I was younger. I became a parent later in life, and one of the reasons was I saw family members of mine, and God, it was brutal. They got up really early in the morning. They have to drop their kids off at daycare. They rush off to work. They're stressed at work. They have to sweat getting through traffic to get back to the daycare. They get their kids. They bring them home. The kids are stressed and tired, and then they've got to cook dinner. And you get like maybe an hour unstructured fun time with your kid a day. Maybe. And that's before school and homework. And I was just like, why would I want that? Why would I want that at all? It wasn't until I, with your help, of course, designed a life where I could be home and be a parent. I wasn't going to do it. I mean, why on earth would you want to have a kid and have someone else raise it? That's like dating a girl in order to have someone else marry her. It doesn't make any sense. All right. AI. Okay, this photo is an example of how optical illusions mess with your mind. First, you see a little girl with extremely skinny legs, and then I did not get this. I could not. I'm like, what the hell is she doing? Why is her? Of course, I showed this to my daughter, and she's like, oh, yeah, she's holding a bag of popcorn. I'm like, damn, kid, you got some laser eyes. You got shark eyes from interstellar space. So, yes, she is, in fact, I can't zoom in on this, but, yeah, she is holding a bag of popcorn, and I couldn't see it. Right, not processing. Oh, well, I had a good run. All right. This is pretty wild. So this is a woman. See what she's doing. Dum-de-dum. Nice little underwater picture. What's she doing? Oh, wait. She's going over a waterfall. Whee! That's pretty wild. All right. That's just amazing. I don't know about this one. No, let's skip this one. All right. Seal safe on land. Dum-de-dum-dum. There are reporters in the water. Pretty neat, right? I think they give up after a while. They're like, yeah, well, we can't get up there. Because they could get up there, but they couldn't get back. All right. Strategy. So sometimes, you know, this is partly my business plan, just so you know, sometimes it looks like you're losing for a long time. Looks like you're losing for a long time. But the only thing that matters is you win in the end. And this is the question of philosophy. The more you win in the present, the more you are attacked or destroyed in the present, the more you are patient and aim for the future, which is the multi-generational change I've always talked about. My goal is to have influence in the future, which means surrendering some influence in the present. It's just the way these things work. So look at this. She's down to her last piece, right? Now what? Boom. 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 Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, and sometimes you have to be willing to lose, to be laughed at, to be deplatformed. You just have to be willing to let it all go in order to hang on to your integrity. Because, you know, the way that you stay prominent in the world at the moment is you sell your integrity. You give up the facts that you know to be true. And I have not particularly chosen to do that. So, yeah, she ends up winning. And you can let yourself lose for a long time and win in the end. That's what matters. And by win, I mean just, you know, the world becomes more rational. All right, mother stork throws out immature baby, right? So this is nature, right? This is nature. And you don't see a lot of this in the David Attenborough things, right? So there's a stunted baby here. And what's the mom doing? Up and, oh, and, yep, off you go. Just off the edge. Drop. Nature is very harsh. And, you know, we, this has nothing to do with kids or babies or anything like that, but just we as a society, because we've just been able to print and borrow money, we haven't had to make tough decisions, so we've gotten kind of sentimental and soft. This is very interesting. The height-weight debate between men and women, right? So this woman is like, when his height starts with 5 foot, so that's up to 5'11", right? I'm just a shade under 6 feet, and I'm taller than the average person. When his height starts with 5, you're like, eee! And then this guy Meninus says, when your weight starts with 200, and thank you for ruining my life, the woman replies, you should seriously feel like a piece of shit, right? Anyway, she goes on the rant, right? And here's the thing, though. Height is not under your control, but weight is. Weight is under your control. Height is not. So I just find it kind of strange that this height fetish that women have, while at the same time, of course, naturally, inevitably saying to men, well, don't objectify me, right? Okay, so this is pretty wild, right? So look at this. This is a lion picking up some fast food. Look at this. Wee! Crash! And it's like, that is some pretty intense food gathering. That is a from upgrading from a drive-through to a sprint-through. Weird AI generations. Kid brings nuclear warhead to class during show and tell. He drops it. I don't know. I just found that kind of funny. It is kind of a weird AI generation. Look at all this male privilege here. Look at all this male privilege. This guy's working in a sewer in an enclosed area with cockroaches all over him. Just look at that. He's just reeking of patriarchy, isn't he? Next time you see an attractive woman down there, that would be a weird AI generation, right? Price. He mistyped you here. Price gouging. So Kroger's makes 2.1%. Empire 2.3%, Target 2.6%, Walmart 2.9%, Loblaws 3.4%, Metro 4.7%. It is very little. Profits are razor thin as a whole. Profits are razor thin. Oh, yeah, this one. Effed up foods. Oh, man. This woman. Who else is an amazing cook? No TV dinners for us. Dinner is almost ready. Yum. Hashtag eating good. Oh, God, this looks like you just turned an octopus inside out with a cherry bomb and added some eyeballs. Just look at this food. Now, if they serve you this, you're like, have I died and I'm now in British Airways flight to hell itself? I mean, look at that. Oh, it really, you know what it looks like? God's first attempt to create a lower intestine when he's kind of drunk. It's like, so, but these comments are just hilarious. This looks like when you empty a dirt mop bucket just to realize the drain is clogged. What the hell? Eggs, olives, and that? Is that a freaking Jack Link's beef stick? Yeah, okay, but this will help you lose weight, guaranteed. Every time you see it, you'll lose your appetite. Go on, eat up, and it's like zombie dinner. She had dumped the whole jar of olives in there with the sum? Can we check this person? Because that's looking like your intestines inside out, severe diarrhea, food poisoning. Oh my gosh, that's just plate with eyeballs. I think that's from a horror movie. Go apologize to God. My God, what is that? This looks like a witch's cauldron. You could cook that woman alive and still get a better dish than that. This is a disgrace to the entire concept of cooking. Oh my gosh. I saw this and woke up 4 weeks later from putting me in a food poisoning coma. I swear there's an eyeball in this photo. That is, it's giving back of the fridge stew. Please don't tell me that's a Slim Jim I see in there. Ah, that's great. Every day we stray further from God. I've seen better looking food in Resident Evil 7. Okay, I could sort of go on and on. Ah, okay. This looks like the food you find in the kitchen of an abandoned shack in a Resident Evil game. I see olive, chickpeas, mystery meat, eggs, and or mushrooms, and the color red. Oh, my gosh. All right. I could go on with these comments, but I have to retain my eye moisture. All right. She followed the line, Mr. Best Calling, reality. When that last egg has passed unfertilized, when that last possible suitor has swiped left, when the streaks of gray start to run in packs together on the borders of her sagging face, only then will she realize that no one cared about the virtue signaling. No one cared that her bottled water came in glass and said, non-GMO, gluten-free on it. No one cared that her electric car's carbon footprint could have filled an ice cube tray's amount worth of charcoal briquettes. Her spring years were wasted chasing clout in cyberspace, trying to live the lives shared by the cast of Sex and the City. Summer passes into autumn, and the plums become prunes. The grapes become raisins. For her, the petals of her bloom have fallen off, and the prime of her life has passed. It's fairly poetic. Fairly poetic. The doll show. Oh, my gosh. Again, we don't really have to worry about the audio here, but these are women who are obsessed with these hyper-realistic dolls that are like $500, $600, $700. Hyper-realistic dolls that they take home and hug and cuddle. I knew a guy, actually. I worked with him once, went to his house once, and he and his wife had remained childless for reasons of marital discord. And they had, I was going to the washroom, and they had a doll of a kid pretending to play hide-and-seek in the corner. Freaked me the hell out, man. This doll stuff is really, really rough. Oh, yeah, check this out. Look at this. Look at this. Okay, yeah, this is why you should never hang around trucks and semis, right? Dum-de-dum-de-dum, dum-dum-de-dum-de-dum. Looks fairly calm, right? Looks fairly calm. And then just blown out, man. Blown out. And Tyre comes back for its vengeance run. And boom. That is one vengeful piece of rubber, man. Like the one that got that crazy girl pregnant. All right. Somebody says, this is Luke. I think we found out why they recently started to legalize weed. Smoking THC in your teens may cut a young woman's egg count in half, study says. This is Catgirl Kulak again. As a blogger, I'm deeply fascinated by OnlyFans economics. OnlyFans is the perfect pure marketing space. Millions of girls with all the same product locked in a Pareto distribution hellfight to differentiate themselves through marketing and branding. And yeah, look at this. OnlyFans ranking percent and how much actual money that corresponds to. Whew, rough, man. A ton of how I structure my Substack marketing is directly copied from what I see on OnlyFans doing, but hot takes instead of hot nudes. Daily low and medium engagement content on higher virality platforms redirecting back to high engagement content. Picking one gimmicky and kind of kinky theme, goth, trad, cosplay, dom, sub, catgirl, then sticking to it for years and fleshing it out. I don't think most OnlyFans girls keep elaborate spreadsheets of when and where they're promoting themselves, but Ayala certainly, almost certainly does, and I certainly do. I'm calling it right now. Very soon, the greatest marketer of all time is going to come out of the OnlyFans ecosystem. They may have already appeared, Belle Delphine. Oh, that was the bathtub girl, right? It's a strong contender, but give it 5 to 10 years, and an e-girl would become a true titan of 21st century industry. But I do think that the e-girls are going to get displaced by AI girls. This is the Spinal Tap moment. Always remember the decimal point when ordering a 7.5 millimeter drill bit. Yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. This is pretty cute. These ducks are breaking through. Well, you'll see. Strolly, stroll, stroll, kind of thin, everything with ducks. I show my daughter, so. And then they stop, and then they fall, right? Life, you got to keep moving. You stop, you fall. Oh, the tragedy. This is just hell, right? This is a woman saying, I'm 33. I live alone. I'm single. All my friends have kids and husbands. I don't like drinking anymore, but I live in a city where it seems to be the only activity to do. My mental and physical health are my main priority right now. For the most part, I'm happy, but sometimes I get lonely doing everything by myself. Yeah, that's just heartbreaking beyond words. And here's the thing, too. Like, you can only go so long without being in a relationship before you kind of lose the skills. You just get used to doing everything by yourself. You don't get used to compromise. Compromise starts to feel like subjugation, and yeah, it's just rough. All right, shallow time. Yes, shallow time. All right. So This is body fat percentages. I don't know how scientific this is, but this is body fat percentages. 10 to 12, 15 to 17, you can see all the way down to 50%. Which do you find? We'll do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like horizontal across the top. I'm a bit of a 4 guy myself, and maybe 20, 22 to 25 is sort of my thing, higher than that, and it starts to feel like a Pudge Fest trampoline. But yeah, so just tell me where. I mean, some people like the really lean look. I guess some people like the chunky look, but I'm just curious what you think and what your thoughts are. All right. Weird AI generations. Okay, cheesy but funny, the unbroken seal on King Tutankhamun's tomb, 1922. My favorite page on the stlouisfed.org site, buying eggs with Bitcoin. Since they started keeping track in January 2015, the price of a dozen eggs in US dollars is up 99.5% from $2.11 to $4.21. In Bitcoin, it's down 98% from 925,406 sats to 18,077 sats. Life gets more expensive the longer you hold US dollars, while life gets cheaper the longer you hold hashtag Bitcoin. So that is neat. Very neat indeed. All right. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, yes. The body count debate, right? Oh, the body count debate. Yeah, we'll listen to this. Throw on my headphones. All right. Body count debate. Here we go.
It's never impacted my dating life, how many guys I've had sex with. I don't even think, like, my current boyfriend who I've been dating for 2 years has ever even asked me how many guys I've had sex with, and I don't think he would care.
You don't think he would care? God, he current boyfriend.
I know for a fact he wouldn't care.
So if you told him that you've slept with 100 men before him, you don't think he would care?
He'd be like, I've been f***ing you for 2 years now, so I don't really care because, like, you've only been with me for those 2 years. So... Okay. I mean, I haven't.
You should ask him tonight. For,
if I had, I don't think he would care. It's never...
Right. So you could look at this from a moral standpoint, of course, right? But the suppression of the just horrendous information about women's body count is key to the corruption of modern society, right? So if it becomes common knowledge, right, divorce is... dick dose dependent, right? And there's a whole bunch of D's, not so many on the screen. So divorce is dick dose dependent. The more men a woman has slept with, the more likely she is to divorce you. It makes her extraordinarily risky to get married to, especially because divorce is so horrendous for most Western men, oh, particularly in America, not so bad in Europe, but it's terrible in America. So the suppression of this information is really, really key. It's all about giving you pleasure in the moment, right? Like, for instance, if you... if the facts about birth control were known, then people would have to give up on sort of easy raw dog sex and would have to start to sort of settle down and do what's best for themselves in the long run. So the suppression of this information is really, really key. The women who've slept around a lot absolutely want this information suppressed because then men won't marry them and it's too late to undo. Or they'll just lie about it, right? So, yeah, let's. This is a little bit easy pickings, but let's look at this.
Like,
I saw this... on Hinge, what percentage of men do you think have yachts?
Oh, like, 12. I don't know, like, yeah, pretty low, maybe 9%.
9% of men have
on
yachts?
On Hinge?
You think 9% of men have yachts?
Is that...
I saw this.
I don't know, man. What can you tell you? A gold bar filled with tungsten, which has the same density, meaning this bar weighs correctly. And this is, you know, pyrite, fool's gold, and so on. This is one of the reasons why people say gold is certain gold is secure. It's like, no, gold can be counterfeited and so on, right? All right, check this water reflection thing out. It's pretty wild. Look at that disembodied head, right? And she's swimming closer to the edge. And like reverse Ichabod Crane, head is returning to, head returns to body. It's like Anne Boleyn in reverse. All right. But yeah, this is kind of neat. In the biblical womanhood class I'm teaching, I've had older women telling me they mourn over the way they treated their now deceased husbands. It's really sad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't let people go before you treasure them. So Madonna 64, and all she can do is basically she's just become a haggard stripper ghoul. That's it, right? And she just flip, oh, here's my butt. And, oh, man, that's just a hollowed out person. And, eek. Yeesh. This is, it's so crucial that if you have any suicidal impulses, you must understand it will not only destroy you, it'll destroy those you love, and any feeling telling you otherwise is lying to you. So look at this, right? Be me, be working at a suicide hotline, have access to donation logs. Go through them from time to time between calls. Notice a man has made a donation of $17.50 every month, same day, for a couple of years. Check to see if there's a note with the donations. They all read something like as follows. To Jason from Dad, I miss you every day. I asked about it. Turns out his son killed himself when he was really young. That money is his son's allowance. Don't think that people won't miss you or people will forget you. You are loved and on, even if you don't feel it right now. That's rough. That's rough. Legit thought this was Batman twerking. I will actually confess to having had the same thought. I'm pretty sure that's an OnlyFans account somewhere. You see a rock floating in midair, and then, of course, this one didn't get me so much just because I spent a lot of time in Ireland where it's very foggy. School bus driver suffers a heart attack. 13-year-old gets behind the wheel and saves all the children's lives. See, everyone else, like, look at this, right? So he notices it, this kid here. He notices it, second on the left, and everyone else just kind of panics and is paralyzed, right? This is the Pareto principle, even when it comes to saving. Right, the kid ahead of him was just like hangs on to hold on, and he actually grabs the wheel, steers away from disaster, and brings the bus to a halt. I mean, that's wild. Measuring a few microns, artist Jonty Hurwitz's tiny sculptures are approximately equal in size to the amount your fingernails grow in about 6 hours, can only be viewed using a scanning electron microscope. What's cool about this is no matter what the artist is doing, and no matter how small the art, it still has to have boobs, any Among Us stuff I would show my daughter. I think that's kind of funny. I've been telling you ladies to stop sharing your miscarriages and shit online for a while now, but I'm here to tell you it's a fool's errand to think they will never not bitch online. You may as well ask people to stop breathing. So this lady posted that her husband cheated. It went viral. Now people are trying to get him fired. Now her financial stability is at risk because they're a one-income household. Now she's afraid for her future. And I won't play this, but it's pretty horrendous. So please don't bitch about your partner online. Like, don't bitch about your partner at all. But this woman wanted to get sympathy clout by talking about her husband cheating, and now their whole household could end up in the gutter. The elephant mom has just given birth and is anxious that her baby seal is not moving. And look at this. Look at this. And it's alive. And look how happy she is. Look how excited she is. Birth and life. Beautiful. Weird AI generations. I like this one. Photo of a man mansplaining to a woman how to eat a hamburger. I think, you know, the fingers aren't too bad, but I think it has to get mouth position a little bit better. I think that's pretty funny. This is genius. So this is, she caught me cheating and keyed my car. Did you cheat on a fucking werewolf? That's pretty funny. Bank of Indonesia to transition away from Visa and MasterCard, introducing a new payment system. Effed up foods. I don't know why I'm saying effed up and swearing sometimes. I left you a surprise on your pillow. Oh my God, no way. I love you so much. And it's pasta with sauce. I thought it was going to be something different. The Alpine Ibex. They like going to steep terrain. You find them on your chimneys at times. That's both heavenly and demonic at the same time. still looks better than that earlier woman's dish of mystery intestine vomit. Still, one of the best things you can do for your marriage, stop venting about your husband. Yes, of course. Of course. A girl gets triggered because makeup is criticized. And makeup is taking away the superpower, right?
I don't like makeup. I'm against makeup. I don't think it's good for women, and I don't think they really need to be using it, honestly. I think it takes away.
That's awesome.
Makeup is, it's capitalizing on women's insecurities when it's something that they can easily fix. I think it takes away from a woman's natural beauty, and also it is so bad for you.
Also, it's a little easier when you are naturally beautiful like this woman to complain about makeup, but nonetheless.
Like, you think about how skin absorbs things. When you read the ingredients on a foundation bottle, what is in it? You can't even pronounce it. It's a bunch of crap that you're putting on your face. And that is in turn making your skin worse. So you have to keep buying more foundation to cover up what it's creating. I don't like
that. Yeah, I mean, boy, you bring up the makeup thing and a lot of women will lose their minds. No, no, no. It's just for fun. It's just play. It's just for me. Like, no, no, it's not. Come on. Yeah. Meanwhile, in France, try raising that retirement age and people are much more upset than crazy policies around the border. The Oriental honey buzzard has small scale feathers on its face, which help prevent stings from reaching the skin. All of its feathers have a filamentous substance that deters bees. Isn't that neat? Whales. This is completely mental. Whales are insane, especially the blue whale. I remember when I was a kid, I would go to the British Natural History Museum. They have a life-size model of a whale. It's over 100 feet long. I just remember thinking, like, wow, look at this. Look at this. Like me when I was a teenager. All right. It's Monday, and there's your flaming dumpster truck of hell. This is beautiful. Rocca Imperiale is a medieval town in Italy set on a hill, but the castle at the summit built in the 13th century. Just lovely. Don't you all just have a dream of moving there and learning Latin in your old age? About 2 million scientific papers are produced annually, 80% in medical journals, 70% are not reproducible. These papers can be used to support or refute any hypothesis. Don't be fooled. Science is dead. Think for yourself. True, true, true. Ah, the great white. Look at this beast. Look at that. It can fly. Just an amazing, amazing animal. The sun, Mercury, my finger, close add button. Yeah, I've been there. Are you so old? Yes, this is one of my first audio players, Winamp. One of my first audio players on, Windows 95. Oh, yes, here we go. Let me get back to this, and let's hear these ladies talk about how attractive men are. It's wild.
What percentage of men do you find attractive?
Maybe like 1%.
Maybe 1% less. Of men you like find
maybe,
attractive.
Maybe like 0.5.
Not very many. Like maybe 5 to 10%.
15%.
15%.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very low. I really don't know. Probably under 10.
Under 10%. Yeah. Okay.
10%. Top 10%. Yeah.
What percentage of...
Right. So the way that you destroy people is you inflate their vanity, right? This is a very, very subtle way of just wrecking people is you inflate their vanity. And that means that you tell them never settle, go for the top, go for the gold, go for the very best and so on. And I don't know if it's because they just never teach statistics, but it's like, well, of course you shouldn't go for the top, go for the very best, go for the gold. It's like, no, because most people can't get it. Most people can't get it. And this is a really, really disastrous. I mean, it's a bell curve, right? And saying you should go, it's like saying you should be the most intelligent person in the known universe ever and never settle for anything less. And it's like, no, there's only going to be one of those guys, right? So it's really, really bad. Just you can have it all. You never settle. And it's like, no, 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 no. You have to settle. You have to settle. Because odds are you're going to have to settle. Because how many people get exactly what they want and also enjoy what they want, right? I mean, Angelina Jolie worked very hard to get Brad Pitt away from Jennifer Aniston, I assume, when they were making Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and then she dumped his ass and accused him of violence towards the children, and he was on drugs and alcoholic, and at least that's what I've heard. So, yeah, just to please, please, God, go out and settle. Because waiting for perfection, waiting for everything to be absolutely perfect, you know, like the male fantasy of the librarian with the great figure who's totally gorgeous but doesn't even know it and is brilliant and funny and is only attracted to my lard butt or whatever. It's like, you know, no, 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 no. You, please, God above, go out and settle and find what is right for you. And find, like, settling, not refusing to settle is saying, I'm the very best person in the known universe and therefore... I deserve the very best person in the known universe. You're not, I'm not, you just, you find your level and plug it in, man. Find your level, find your love, and plug it in. You should go for virtue and don't settle for, like, you know, bad people or anything like that. But yeah, this is crazy, right? Women are encouraged to have standards. Any standard a man puts forward is shouted down. This is a basic fact of life, right? I wrote about this in my new book. You can get it at freedomain.locals.com.
Why are you attracted to tall men?
Why are you attracted to tall men?
You can't control what you're attracted to.
In the same way that men are attracted to women with a low body count. But okay, why do you like... You can't control.
It's not the same thing. Control.
Well,
the,
I think one of them stems from like a fundamental thing, and then the other one just body is like count? Biology.
Wait, I think which one? Biology. Which one is which?
No, yes. I don't agree. I think one is a social construct and the other is a physical trait.
Why are you attracted to...
Right, so when a woman has a preference, it's just out of her control. It's what. But when a man has a preference, it's misogyny, right?
Yourself, you should always rate yourself a 10.
This I don't agree with.
I think if you're ever going to rate yourself, you should always rate yourself a 10. Because you become more attractive when you hear how a person thinks.
10.
Okay, so you're a 10.
Yeah.
Okay, she's a 10. I have some makeup remover here. Does anybody want to revise their answer?
I think if you're...
Now, so this guy, the host of whatever, a smart guy, and he's a reasonable debater, but he keeps saying to women, the women say, oh, I'm a 10, I'm a 10, right? Well, he says, so this, the very most attractive, and it's like, no, being a 10 is in the top 10%, right? This is a cool flipbook dance thing. That's some detailed stuff. I assume that also comes out of not having kids. Have you seen this? I don't think I've gone down this far. Look at this dance. That's really neat. They're floating. Ethereal. Culture is so cool. This one is pretty funny. Check out this yeet. And... bye-bye. Whee! Boink! All right. Okay, I think we'll do these here. Pretty neat spring. Okay, so yeah, thanks, everyone. I hope that if you enjoy these, they're a little bit of a side hobby for me. But if you find them interesting, you should check out freedomain.com to get my podcast more philosophical, and freedomain.locals.com if you'd like to join a great community. I would really appreciate it. You can also go to subscribestar.com/freedomain and sign up there. You get my History of Philosophers series. You get bonus podcasts. I just posted a call-in show with a guy who was complaining that he could not find a good girlfriend at his local swingers club, to which I attempted to set him straight. So I hope that you will check those out. I will see you next time. Thanks for watching. Bye.